Right. Well, good morning, one and all. Now, Pilgrim's Progress, the hill we have been on, which is called the Hill of Molly. Difficulty. We had a little setback there. What happened? Briefly, what happened on the Hill of Difficulty?
In
the
he lost his scroll.
Well, that's right. He lost his book of promises there, the Word of God, and he was in great distress over this. But he went back. And he found it, mightily relieved. And so on he went, getting dark by now. And he's seen a couple of people running back down the hill. What had they seen that really gave them some fright? What had they seen? What had they seen that shocked them, Sandy? Oh, Grace. Lions, okay. Lions. Lions. Right. So he comes to this house which he has seen. And behold, there are these two lions. There's the house, there's the entrance to it. But he's got to get past these lions. Well, there's somebody there at the house who calls out to him. Do you remember his name? What's his name? What's his name? Oh,
Watchful.
Watchful it was. Okay, the porter on the door. He says, oh, come forward. They're chained. They won't hurt you as long as you stay on the path. So he follows the path carefully to the house, and he enters in. So the porter opens up to him. Well, Pilgrim asks, it's dark, you see, if he can stay there. And so the porter says, just a moment, I'll call somebody. And there comes one of the four ladies that live in the house, and her name is Discretion. Discretion. What's discretion? Discretion. I say you are a discreet person. What sort of person are you? Timothy?
It means you're out, it's like clear, you're not hiding or anything like that?
Quite in that zone. Let me tell you. It means that you are careful in how you speak, that you don't give away things there. You're wise and don't rush into things and quietly get on with things there. Somebody that's quite trustworthy and you don't reveal confidences, that sort of thing. So she comes. She asks him a few questions about where he's come from. And then she says, well, you must come in and you must meet the other three ladies of the house. Which he does. Their names are Prudence, and Piety, and Charity. More words here. Right, let's try ourselves out with some of these. Prudence. You are a prudent person. A prudent person? Looks like I've got you, Timothy, here again. Yes?
Make sensible decisions.
Yes, that's right. You make sensible decisions. You're not heady and you don't get carried away there. You're down to earth. And again, wise, discretion, prudence, they kind of, you know, overlap a bit there. So she is there, Prudence. Piety? Piety? Okay. Timothy.
Godly?
Yes, godly. You're a holy person. You're godly in how you go about things that you do. Charity. Charity. Anybody here? Oh. Charity. Charity.
Giving to others.
Giving to others, okay. Love, that's the sort of thing that this is covering. Okay, so there they are. And the name of the house, can you remember the name of the house? It has a name, anybody but Timothy can answer this. Charlotte, no, can you remember what it's called? No. Okay. All right, Timothy.
House Beautiful.
It is House Beautiful. All right, so this is the place. He comes in. And he's asked quite a few questions by the women in the house. Well, where did he come from? How did he work it out that he shouldn't stay where he was, but had to enter in by the wicket gate? They checked that he had entered in by the wicket gate, and they heard about his experiences, and tells them about the people that he's met, and they're interested in that. And they want to know about, you know, his book that he left behind, and the cross, and what happened there, and how he felt about that. And they ask quite a bit, as Charity particularly, about his family that he left behind. How did he feel about his family? How do you think he did feel about his family that he left behind? About his wife and children, that they wouldn't come with him? What do you think he felt? How do you think he answered that question? Anybody there? We're going to try that one. How did he feel, do you think, about his family? How did he answer that, do you think? All conferring on this one. Right, Stanley. Timothy, he's telling. Sorry? Wouldn't have been happy about it. No, he felt rather sad. Rather sad that they wouldn't listen to him. He prayed for them. They asked that, well, did you pray for them? Oh, yes, he said, I did. Did you try and reason with them? Oh, yes, he says, I did that a lot, and I talked them about these things and warned them. All right. Charity said, well, you did the right thing there. If they wouldn't listen, well, sadly, it's over to them, isn't it, then, that they're responsible for that. So they were satisfied about this. So they have a meal together. And then there's a lovely bedroom there, faces east, and its name is Peace. Peace. Because actually, you see, the House Beautiful, as John Bunyan wrote about it, is a picture of the church. It's a picture of the church. That here, for a young believer, is what the church is like. It's going to teach you about love and holiness and being wise and careful in this evil and fallen world. And so here is, like the pilgrim, in his early walk with the Lord, learning about these basic things, being taught. And there he is then, in the church, the local church. Of course, watchful and discretion are careful. Well, if you join here, you really are converted, aren't you? You really, really do belong here, don't you? And they ask these sorts of questions and are careful, but then they're happy to have him there. And they show him lots and lots of things. There are lots and lots of rooms. I don't think I'm going to have time to tell you about all of them. But one of the rooms there tells you all about Son of God, where he came from, how he is the Son of the Ancient of Days, how he came forth and the great things that he did. And other books tell about his servants and the mighty exploits that they did. He reads all about those. Others tell you of warnings about things that happened and particular items that were of great importance there. So it's a rod that was used by Aaron during the plague, so that's there. And lots of other things are there as well. The jawbone that Samson used to defeat the Philistines. So he looks at all of this. And another room has armour in it. There's the shield of faith and the breastplate of righteousness. Yes, the helmet of salvation. So he sees all of these things. Well, they say, do stay longer. We would love you to stay. So he does. It's really good in this house, and he's really happy to stay there. And then they take him out one morning to see from the top of the house a special view. He looks into the distance, and he sees mountains. Beautiful, beautiful mountains, and valleys with rivers, and he sees green fields and crops growing bountifully, and it's a wonderful, wonderful view. These mountains have got a name. I don't know whether you know what the name is. No? Okay. Well, Timothy?
Is it the Delectable Mountains?
It is, actually. The Delectable Mountains. There they can see. And the women tell them about these. So they're shepherds there. And it's called Emmanuel's Land. And from it you can see the gates of the celestial city. And it's a wonderful, wonderful place. It's just near, as it were, to the celestial city. And he's heading in that direction. So he's looking at that. Oh, that looks wonderful. I'll tell you more about that place when we get there. So it's time for him to go. And they say, before you go, you're going to need to put on this. What do you think it is that he's got to put on? He's got to put on something. It's Grace? Yeah, in a sense he's already got that. See, he's going to be doing some... Molly? It is, it's armour. He's got to put armour on. There's going to be some fighting, you see, to be done soon. And they escort him. He's on the top of the hill and he goes down this hill. So they go with him down to the bottom of the hill. And they point him on from there, wish him well. So on he goes. However, he has learned from the porter that somebody else is travelling along the way. That the porter has seen somebody and told him, asked, what was his name? Do we know what his name is? Timothy then.
Faithful.
Faithful. Ah! Christian says, I know him. He's from the city of destruction as well. Oh, I'm going to try and catch him up. Is he far away? No, you should be able to find him. So on Christian goes there, having said goodbye to the four ladies who've helped him so much, and he's on his way now. We'll have to see, won't we, next week, what faces him. As they warn him, there's some challenges ahead. So, there are things to desire. Which the local church here, and what we do together, and preaching, and all these things, and your reading of the Bible is supposed to give to you. Well, some rather, perhaps old-fashioned words there. Discretion, prudence, piety, and charity. To make you wise unto salvation. Are you aiming at that? Is that what you're looking for? Do you come on a Sunday looking to be wiser? And to grow up a bit, and to be ready to act in this world here with love, and carefully, with discretion, and to be a holy young man, young woman. Is that your aim? Well, Christian's now been equipped to do it, and he's got some armour, because you're going to need some armour for the battle that's going on. So, we'll learn a bit more about that, God willing, next week. Our next hymn, that is 146, praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer, 146.